Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Flesh, the law of sin.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Israel, hallelujah. Blessed be our Elohim forever. Long live the King. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray all is well with the righteous, and it should be. Oh, hallelujah. Let me see if we're coming in well. All right, 10 on audio. We are good to go. Hallelujah. Well, bless Yah, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Well, praise Yah again for this privilege and this honor to be here with you this evening. I was scheduled to be on Blog Talk last first day, but I was in Alabama performing a good work. Thankful to give my blood, sweat, and tear equity for the service of the saints. Why? Because it's my reasonable service. Yes. Must needs be that some of us must still go out and be the examples, show forth light in our time, to be the ones that are the true witnesses, the ones who have read the word, been filled with the word, because they read it, obeyed it, and was filled with truth. Now they have power to perform it. See, our Yah is good. Our Yah is grand. Our Yah is holy. Much worthy to be praised each and every day. Every breath should be a praise to our Elohim. Especially those on this side of the regeneration. I know that's a word that many may not truly hear and understand, but get to the place. Get to the point in your life. Get to the point of a witness that you know yourself that you are regenerated. Not that you have stepped away from your old works and your old ways and your own thoughts and your own mind and then brung it over into this walk. No. I'm talking about the regeneration when the former you, that part of you that was earthly, sensual, devilish, has died. That part of you has partaken of death. Now here you are in the regeneration, knowing who you truly are. The regeneration brings truth to our minds and our hearts, letting us know who we are in Him, why we are appointed for this time, why we are existing, why we are living the way we do now, especially those that are chosen of Yah. Even though we are in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. Even though we're living a life, temporal life, our regeneration tells us that, yeah, we accept that this life is temporal. But there, in the regeneration, there is a greater witness given to us that we're going to live on. That we've been given an earnest of the expectation. See, the regeneration knows in itself that it's been given a gift, a true gift, a gift will not rust, will not corrupt, Moth will not taint, thief will not rob, but it's eternal in the heavens. See, this is the life that was ordained to us by the will of the Father from the foundation of the world. When that lamb was being slain, when that blood was shed at that point, when those names written in the Lamb's book of life, those names were written in red. And those names became part of the blood that was shed. The reason the blood was shed, because Yah had given children to Messiah. As we read in the epistle to the Hebrews. See, the regeneration in us as we go on further in this walk, as we each and every day, we walk in our perfection. You know, some may say, well, I'm not perfect. Well, let's look at perfection as Yah would have perfection to be. So Yah is maturing us day by day. When I look at perfection, I look at maturity. See, when Yah sees what he has planted, when Yah sees he has watered, when Yah sees he has given an increase, he always has an expected end. He always sees the end. He always sees the fruit. And that's why it compels him to do what he has done. Because he plows in hope. And the same thing he plows in hope, he subjects the same thing in hope. From the foundation of the world, he subjected us to hope. And the regeneration will tell us and teach us and help us to cleave to his hope, not our hope. Because faith is the substance of things to hope for. See, when you put on the mind of Christ, your hope, your faith, your love takes on a different volition. See, in the regeneration, once you have died, then you get to understand what life truly is. Because many of us have been given a lie of life for a lot of years. We thought we were living it up, only to find out that we were living it down, and we were going down into the pit hard, quick, heavy, and in a hurry. Yeah, we were racing. We had the nitrous oxide tied to our ass. With gasoline drawers on, and that octane of that gasoline was 150. Yeah, very flammable. If it wasn't for Yah's hand, his hope, his mercy, and his grace reaching down to us and pulling us out of that pit. Living in the regeneration is a beautiful thing. Understanding who you are, truly are, with confidence, with a surety, with an anchor to your soul. While the world is going crazy, while the world is having an identity crisis, we don't understand why the world is going mad in so many realms in this area. Devil knows he has a short time. The Hasatan knows he has a short time. He has no more place. He's disembodied. He is estranged from the commonwealth. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So blessed be our Elohim this very second, right now. In the next second that passed, blessed be our Elohim. And the seconds ahead, blessed be our Elohim. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I speak that from the regeneration myself. From experiencing life under the headship of my Master and my Savior. Understanding now the true blood that pumps through my carnal body. Yeah, I know I've got this natural body and it has its blood. But Yah has put something in me thicker than this blood. Because in this natural body, you can get cut and it will leak that natural blood. But I thank Yah for Messiah for shedding his blood that I and you can enter into life. That he loved us as he walked in the regeneration. Why did he walk in the regeneration? Because he had children he loved. Yah gave him children. And that's really, really an understanding of the regeneration, understanding that you are a child of the King. When you truly grasp that, and you get into this place of humility. And if you don't desire to get in a place of humility, how are you going to honor? How are you going to be honored? If you don't take the righteous steps first. If you are not led by the Spirit of Elohim, then are you a him? I know his spirit quickens. But many of us don't understand, you know, many times when we're getting reproved and rebuking and admonished, we don't think this as the quickening. Well, why do you say that, Teacher Shay? Was it one for the rebuke, the reproof, and the admonishment sometimes? To shake us sometimes when darkness seems to befall us? If it wasn't for the light shining in our houses and showing us where we have strayed off the path home. So on this side of the impelling, a bought child of the King, there's a promise, all things work together for good. So you receive the reproof, the rebuke and admonishment in love. You receive it. You take your backside beating. No matter how many stripes it may be. But the beautiful thing about it is, when you receive it, thank Yah for the love. See, that is a beautiful thing of the regeneration. And once you receive it, and once you finally, your eyes open, your eyes are enlightened, then the quickening really comes forth. When you have finally found I've departed from something that kept me from the love of Yah, I was able to be delivered from something trying to take me out of the hand of Yah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. For those that are gathered here tonight on this evening, this evening edition of Blog Talk Radio, this is Teacher Shane here with you this edition of Blog Talk Radio, and I bless you all and thank you all for joining us this evening. Pray we can have fellowship and breaking of bread at this time and this hour as we listen, as we partake of the word of Yah, as we did yesterday, that all things are in order. When certain times, you know, oh, hallelujah. When the Most High Yah is desiring to call us up higher. When Messiah rebukes the whole assembly, keeping us on point. And when he's desiring to quicken his body, I'm thankful for his reproofs and his rebukes. Sometimes get carried away, with get distracted, not watching our six. And as the word says, sometimes not watching one sinner can destroy much good. And I understand pastor's stance, you know, knowing the terror of Yah, the realms of persuasion he's got to go to. In the word, he says to cut off occasion. Because I see a man of Yah not looking on individualistic terms, but I see a man discerning the whole body. And I'm talking about Pastor Dow, my friend, my mentor, been a father. I'm thankful for every day that Yah has joined me to him. I'm glad, been glad to be a servant unto him, to follow him as he follows Messiah. And we all should. We all should be holding up the hand of the man of Yah. The hands, yes. Especially the things he's got to deal with. It's a heavy load. It's a heavy weight. Take on, you know, a ministry and the children that Yah has added to it. And you got to put on the mind of Christ and to think of every child, every lamb that has been added to him. You got a grievous wolf coming in, trying to fleece the flock. I understand his anger. I understand Yah's anger. And I'm thankful that we have a pastor that listens to the spirit of Elohim and will execute Yah's heart. And he must. He's got to give an account for it. So there might be through this dead season some that desire occasion. You know, if the word must come, the sword must come and cut some things out. If the circumcision's got to come, if the axe is laid to the root, so be it. Let the quickening come forth. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the best advice for us as children of Yah is to stay under the protection and umbrella of Yah. And this is paramount as a child of the King. Trust in Yah. Lean not to your own understanding. And I'm thankful for those that are cheerful givers. There's one thing, you know, beautiful again about the regeneration. Now, one truly gives, they know they're giving it to Elohim. Even though they may be laying it at a man's feet, laying it in a man's hands, the first and foremost thing is, in their heart and their mind, They trusted Yah first. Because if this is truly a testimony in us, the Spirit told me to give. Okay? Spirit tells you to give, then to give. Then there should be no way of turning. There should be no holding back. Should be no apprehension. As you have purpose in your heart to give to Yah. Giving, we have a limited understanding of giving. We think it's always got to be money. No. Yah is a very, very loving Elohim. He sees all things. There's nothing hidden before his eyes. See, at the point we think when, you know, we're actually handing over money to the man of Yah, we think, you know, that is the first step. No, the first step actually happened when you purposed in your heart. And that's where it always should be purposed first. Especially if the Spirit of Yah has moved on your heart to give. You may think, how do I give to Yah? Well, give to the children. I'm very thankful we have an Elohim that really sees us for who we truly are. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's a beautiful thing, as we know we serve an Elohim who sees us as we truly are. And in his love and his grace and his mercy, he's continually trying to show us. And if it weren't for Yah being in us and him walking each and every day in us and his word growing in us, how would we know the things that offend him? When his love comes to certain points in our walk, showing us the things that are offensive to him, are we going to humble ourselves and receive it as the love of Yah when truth comes forth? When the light of the word, when the light of the truth comes into our being? Oh, we can speak a lot of things. We can have a $10,000 testimony with a collegiate exposition of words. Speak a lot of things and never know. Sometimes, are you going to be held at that word? Beautiful thing in the regeneration. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless you all this evening. Oh, hallelujah. I'm thankful for Yah's life. Every Shabbat comes, I'm just thinking, man, Yah, this is another day to enter into your rest. This is another beautiful, beautiful thing of the regeneration that we partake of. Mm. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, saints, we're back in Ephesians, picking up where we left off. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let us begin this evening our teaching. This evening I'm going to start again in Hebrews 5:1. I'm going to stop right where we're going to pick up. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to start at verse 1 to bring us into context, to bring us into full thought, to bring us into full body, not to be fragmented in any manner. And even though that even, you know, it says 5:1, I understand that, you know, it's still a continuation from what we call chapter 4. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But in 5:1, in our King James, I don't know what's going on this evening. Let's see if I can drink something a little bit to get this out of my throat. I feel like a little dry or something. There we go. But hallelujah. 5:1. Be you therefore followers of Yah as dear children. Verse 2, and walk in love. How? Walk in love. How do we walk in love? How do we know to walk in love? Because we have one that went on before us. As Messiah also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to Yah for a sweet smell and savor. And he goes on and says, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named, everybody's into these names, among you as become saints, neither filthiness nor foolish jesting, nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know. This you know, you of the regeneration, you, dear children, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an adulterer, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Messiah and of Yah. And it goes on and says, let no man deceive you with vain words. And it's a sad thing, you know, we're always... Some of us may be at gunpoint, you know, standing, you know, on our high tower, watching and guarding. To see that your brother or sister don't deceive you. You're always suspicious of your brother and your sister. But never take into account that the biggest deceiver a lot of times in this walk is you. It's a unique understanding, a unique place of humility when you come to an awareness of how many times you tried to deceive yourself. And if you allow the power of Yah and the word of Yah help you to overcome you, first, let that judgment come to you first. And you have that experience, you have that understanding. You have experienced that. You have experienced you deceiving you. And you have overcome you. Then you have power that you can let no man deceive you. Says, let no man deceive you with vain words. Why? For because of these things, vain words, when they speak to you. Deception by words. Ever meditate on that? The thoughts that come into your mind every minute, every second, every hour, every part of the day. You ever tried to take inventory of all the things that were said throughout the day? Take inventory of how you react when you heard. It's amazing if we can really hone in on how these words enter. We may hear, you know, we may hear the words spoken in this realm, by so to say. You might hear words being conversed from another being, from another person. Then again, you know, we say we hear them words. But after them words, what words are you truly hearing? You're watching a manifestation of someone speaking to you in anger, in hatred, in envy, in jealousy, in strife. Even though, you know, there may be audible words spoken, what are the words truly you hearing? Let no man deceive you. And I say, I do implore, you know, the first man we really need to look out for deceiving us is ourself. If we get that booger pinned down, if we get that booger impaled and nailed to a tree, then no man can deceive us. Because if you don't, because of these things comes the wrath of Yah upon the children of disobedience. What? You mean vain words? Will cause me to act in no disobedience? Oh, yes. We truly hone in on the true warfare, the genesis of all our feelings and our emotions, our actions and reactions and responses. We could truly, you know, see from this vantage point. Either we're under the government of Elohim or than the government of the Hasatan. That's simple. That cut and dry. There's no in between as Yah sees it. Either going to be hot or you're going to be cold. If you like straddling, you're counted as vomit. And such comes the wrath of Yah upon the children of disobedience. And he goes on, be not you therefore partakers with them. And here we go. Here we go. Here's a reflection. Here's the mirror of the word. Here's the light of the glorious good news. Everything we've been reading, I'm reading it now because, you know, my eyes is, you know, I'm sitting in a room and I've got a light turned on. And I can see the words on these pages. You know, that might be good, you know, naturally what's going on. But I could be sitting here reading this under the light and still not being receiving light. How do you say that? I'm sitting here reading the book. I got the light out. I got to read a chapter every day. Yeah, you read. But you ain't saw nothing. When you read the word, are you reading it as if Yah is talking to you? Are you reading it? Oh, yeah, that's brother so-and-so, and that's sister so-and-so. It ain't me. I'm not like that one. Yeah, we can sit here and read the Bible in broad daylight. Reading the words off of a piece of paper. And still not receive any light. What is Yah truly trying to show me? Well, read. As you read the word, let it read you. As Yah knows your heart. Yah knows you. Well, how does he know me? Well, he knew you before the foundation of the world. I think he knows. To really come to an understanding of the all in all, and oh boy, I'm not going to get into that. I will not get into that this evening. Ugh. But hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a time appointed for that. To get us back to reading the word. So that, you know, we can get oil in my lamp to keep it burning. Why do I need oil in my lamp? What that oil does? It brings forth light. What? Why do I need a lamp? Well, do you understand? You're on a course. This world is plunged in darkness, and it's getting ready to go in utter darkness. And you think you naturally got to get a cold oil lamp and put it in your hand like the religious do, like they do at Passover? They got to get all the yeast out of the house, all the fleshman's yeast out of everything. It's got yeast in it and everything, you know, all the natural yeast and all that. They got to purge the house of that while their own house or their own bodies is just full of shit. All saints of the Most High, I be connected to the branch. Be connected to the vine. As the vine is connected to the root. And as long as you stay connected, you can receive oil. Many who don't understand this because of not the regeneration. They're not in the regeneration. And if you're not in the regeneration, be you not therefore partakers with them. Because verse 8 says, for you were sometimes darkness. What? Me, darkness? Yes. I can say of the truth, yes, y'all. I remember those days. I remember that person. You know, as you know, I look at it now, that's not me. That's not my identity no more. Because that's why the word says, for you were past tense, sometimes darkness. Now it brings you up to now. Now it brings you up to now. Now faith is substance. But now. Are you light in Messiah? And because you are light in Messiah, it says walk as children of light. Children of light? But did you know, start out the verses, for you were sometimes darkness. Were. Come to that point of your regeneration in your heart and your mind. That is no longer you. You're not a child of darkness no more. When you go wake up each and every morning, and every hour of the day, every second of the day, and proclaim to be a child of the light, a child that can see, a child that is not ignorant. Children of light. Let us feast on that one word there a little bit, light. 2 Corinthians 4:6. As we expound, as we feast, as we get all in my lamp to keep it burning. Why? Because I need light in my lamp. Today I pray. Y'all give me all in my lamp. Oil. Oil. Spirit of Yah came unto me saying, said, my word is a lamp unto your feet. Thy word. The lamp unto me, my feet, and a light unto my path. Your word? Your word, Messiah? 2 Corinthians 4:6. For Yah, who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, because in the beginning, what did he say? In the beginning. Yah created the heaven and the earth was out without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of Yah moved upon the face of the waters. And Yah said, let there be light. And there was light even before any celestial natural body emitting light was formed. There was light. Yah said, let there be light. Yah commanded, and there was light. Yah saw the light, that it was good. At that day, Yah divided the light from the darkness. Back in 2 Corinthians 4:6, for Yah who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of Yah in the face of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Again in John 3, let's look at 19. John 3, 19. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. Why do they love darkness rather than light? Because their deeds were evil. And then he goes on to say, Messiah says, for everyone that does evil hates the light. And he neither can come into the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But in verse 21, it says, but he that does truth, he that does truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in Yah. That is very, very powerful. Later on in John 8, it is another manifestation of this is brought forth. John 8, 12. Spake Jesus again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Ooh-wee. Oh, mercy sakes alive. Light, the manifestation of light. And I remember it is reported and is made known that we are children of the day. We got a report in the Word that Lucifer was created in the day. But he left his first estate. He left his habitation. Yah says, I create light and I create dark. I understand why he had to create the dark. As we read in Genesis, darkness covered the face of the deep. The love of our Elohim had to do so because of the deeds of the wicked one, the Hasatan, when he polluted the sanctuary, where he polluted the place he was given. This is an effect I see happen so many times in the body of Messiah. Some coming in masquerading themselves as ministers of light. Got great swelling words, got very deceitful words. They look good on the outside. They're amongst the sheep, but all the time their heart and their mind is, and everything, all the darkness that they're walking in, it tethers them to devour. Why do they devour? Because they've been devoured. To really embrace the place. Embrace the place that Yah has put your feet in. We see our feet stepping one way when we really need to see where our feet truly are. Our walk, our talk. Notice Pastor was going over the Greek versions of the words. There was a word that was common among them all. It's a word we call pseudo. Pseudo is almost an anti. It's almost in the realm of mockery. It's something as in a terror would react and live. It's something that looks like another thing outwardly, but the true substance inwardly is not what which is of that that is true. So understand what arose in the Hasatan's heart when he said, I will be like the Most High. We got to remember that's what he said. These are pivotal words. These are trigger words. When we go into the realm of pseudo, all said grievous wolves. And they know how to clothe themselves as sheep. That means clothing is an outward ornamentation. Some would like to come in the body so that they might fleece the saints of Yah. They see a saint having a true giving heart, and in their envy and their jealousy, they will pray. On the weak. One thing about Elohim, he sees all things. And thank y'all for that. One thing about walking in light is having the assurance that Yah sees all things. And Yah knows all things. Because he is light. One thing about light, you can see when you can turn off a light in a room and it may be night and you can't make out the distinction of many things clearly, but once that light is on, then clarity takes place. I thank y'all for his word and for his light, even to this time, this hour, even bringing the word forth to scatter certain roaches that thought they were hiding. Roaches. Darkness is not going to manifest their deeds. It's light. It's light being shining in our heart to show us. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Take a quick station break here. Let's see if we can get this thing rolling.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. Gallatin is spelled G-A-L-L-A-T-I-N. Again, our mailing address is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. That's spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah, and definitely here he is. Come quickly, Master. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew 5:14. And Messiah, Jesus saying to his children, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it gives light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, light, good works, and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. First Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation, not a holy state. State of Israel is not holy. But the nation is holy. A, you are a peculiar people. That you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Back in Ephesians 8 again, upon all this, the word of our Yah, the light of our Yah is one, it's harmonious, it's speaking, it's burning, it's bright, let it shine in your heart. For you were sometimes darkness, but now, are you light in Yah? Walk as children of light. Why? For the fruit of the Spirit. Is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Light. Children of light. As you read that verse and it has a semicolon there, it is going into a greater description. Going into a greater understanding. It's going a little deeper. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, light, righteousness, light, and truth, light. And when you do that, you prove what is acceptable unto the Master. Verse 11 says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful. Beauty of our Elohim. The simplicity of Messiah. As an agricultural people, you heard Pastor use the word prosper. Same word to be fruitful. If you look upon, you know, the scape of the world now, the scape of the heathen, they're being pushed to a point of extinction. How do you say that? Well, they believe they can have lifestyles. I don't know why they call it lifestyles. They need to re-term and call it death styles. Because majority of the world is becoming so unfruitful. So we look at our Elohim and the way he looks at things. Is it going to bear fruit? Or is it going to be unfruitful? And our Yah's mind and heart is, if it don't produce, if it don't prosper, kill it. Get it out of the way. Remove. Why do you think he looks at us in the same manner? When we get into so many unfruitful doings in our hearts and our minds, and the light of the word and the love of Yah comes to us, trying to pull us out of darkness at them times, to bring us back into light, to shake us. See, the beautiful thing you will come to an understanding of the regeneration is how fruitful you can be if you would allow yourself to be. If you would just die and let yourself be planted. Many people don't know who they are in this world because they have not died. They don't want to be planted in Yah's field. They rather still stay planted in the world. When are we going to start severing these roots that we have with the world? Do you truly understand that the roots that we have in the world is not feeding us a damn thing? And the more we want to send out our fruit, our roots into the world, just as a natural plant, if it can't find water, if it can't find nutrients, it'll go deeper. So if you got roots out into the world and it ain't finding them, it's going to go deeper out into the world. When you truly understand their regeneration, you've been plucked out of that world. All of you. From the roots up. That weed has died. Here you are. as a child of Yah, you're now his seed. But it does not yet appear what you shall be. But if you allow Yah to plant you into his vineyard, into his nation, you allow Yah to plant you, he's already prepared the ground to put you in. Even though you might not like the ground, he's going to put you in. But let Yah be Yah. If you truly trust Elohim, let him plant you. And when you plant it, die. 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 So that perchance all that water that he's putting on the ground, you may drink of it. And the more you drink of the water from him, you're going to see it's going to pull you up. Next thing you know, you break forth. You spread leaves, and the leaves are there begging for Yah's light. Now you are a planting of Yah. Don't you want to see his smiling face looking down upon you when you break forth, when you finally die unto yourself, and you truly break forth and you truly see you as Yah has created you to be? You can shed off that former nature, that former way, that former life. Let it go back to where it came from. Let it dissolve. Now you are in newness of life. Now you are in a place to receive light. You are in a place to be watered. You're in a place to be sheltered and nurtured. To be a planting of Elohim. To go all through that. And now the only words that you have to speak in your being is what Yah has done in you. Not what you've done for yourself. Not what I used to do. I did this, and I did that, and I got this award, and I got this patch, and I did this, and then that. What about the now it's time to get crowns? Now it's time to get the true rewards. It's time to suffer that you will live. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. But the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and in all righteousness and in all truth. And it proves what is acceptable unto the Master. And it helps you to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. But it's there as children of light that you will reprove them. How? By your works. Because for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved, how are they reproved? They are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever does make manifest is light. Wherefore he says, Messiah says, awake you that sleep, and arise from the dead, and Messiah shall give you light. And now that you can see, now you have true sight. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Now that you are in light, you can redeem the time. Because the days are evil. Because you have been given light. Be you not unwise, but understanding what the will of Messiah is. Be not drunk. Don't just... Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess. Now, that's not talking about a bottle of Burgundy, a bottle of Chardonnay, a bottle of whatever it may be, white wine, red wine. Talking about sobriety. Something about children of light and walking in light keeps them sober. Sobriety is when you have all your faculties, your hearing, your seeing, all your spiritual senses in motion, intact, in play. And be not drunk with wine, whereas in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Whoa. Uh-huh. And when you're a child of light, there's benefits. We forget the benefits of being in the light. The benefits of reproof, rebuke, admonishing, exhorting. The benefits of speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Master. Something about being a child of light, that your heart is compelled at any moment, any hour of the day, to just break out in praise to our Elohim. I find myself throughout many times of the day stopping everything I'm doing, and I say, oh, thank you, Most High. Oh, bless you, Elohim. You know, just being in the light, the light really shows me what he's doing, what he has done, what he is continually to do. It shows me of his love and his grace and his mercy. And because, I walk in that light, it keeps me humble. And it keeps me under his covering. It keeps me under his protection. It keeps me in a place where it desires Yah to keep him in his place. Because, if I stay in my place, then Yah, he's already, his word has come forth. And he's got to perform what he said he would perform if we would stay in our place. If we would do his statutes, commandments, and everything according to his love, then he is happy to be Yah. He's happy to perform himself in you, around you. He wants to manifest himself. But just think of the times we let the HaSatan manifest himself. And we have no problem just letting him show himself mighty. And when he comes, well, how we do it with the Most High? Yah? Well, how you been doing it all many years with the HaSatan? Now you're in a place where you can dance on a true foundation. You know your feet are sure. You know that you are covered. You know that you are fed. You know that every conjugal spiritual right is given to you. Any moment, any hour of the day, you can call upon Yahweh Elohim, and they say, come, let's go into the boudoir. Yeah, let's get it on. I say, yeah, let's get it on. And we're not ashamed. And we should not be ashamed to shed our clothing before the Most High. But some of us are. And as Adam was when he was beguiled of the serpent, who told you you was naked? As children of light, we should not be ashamed, knowing that that our Elohim, he sees us all in all. He don't look, you know, at our physical nakedness. You know, that don't bother him at all. But when he sees a pure heart, when he sees his child being very fruitful, and his child desiring his love, and his child desiring for him to cover them and to provide for them, you know Elohim, our Elohim, he is an Elohim that wants to perform this. But we the people of Yah, got to let Yah be Yah. There's only a few of us that are truly, truly being a beacon in this hour. And there's a lot of saints, you know, that they're trying to live off the faith of others. And that's not the way to live. Yah has given each and every one of us a measure of faith to live on, to live in. Well, some of us are so fearful to live. When the word of Yah comes to us and we see ourselves in the mirror, we fear us. And we want to go in the bushes and point our finger at our brother and our sister. They did it. They did it. They did it. The devil made me do it. No. Judgment begins at your house first. Come on. If you're really going to embrace light, you're going to see it for what it truly is. The only way you can see your reflection in a mirror, it has to be light there present. Children of Yah, children of light, we're in a time we've been given a great opportunity. We hear a lot of words speaking to us, but how many of us really hear it? You know, between each service and any certain location, there might be 100 bodies sitting in chairs, but there might be only 10 really present for that service. Even though there's 100 people, 100 or whatever, how many people are occupying chairs? But how many are truly there? Watch many times when healing the ministering spirit of healing was present among us. How many people, I watch a lot of people fear that light. When deliverance was available, they feared that light. We truly understand that darkness cannot comprehend light. When we really start looking down in the depths of our being and really start asking ourselves first, what dark thing in me is keeping me from actually seeing my Elohim? What dark thing is me keeping me from his love? What dark thing in me is keeping Yahweh Elohim from blessing me? When I know, I read his word and he wants to truly bless each and every one of us. That is the heart of Yah. There are these lies lurking in the depths of our soul, thinking that he's going to damn us at our first sin. We walk in fears. Fears from the world. Tell me, look in yourself and tell me, how fruitful are them fears versus the fear of Yah? This far in this walk, I've understood the fear of Yah has been so damn fruitful. And I'm going to use the word damn as such an expletive word, bringing it to, you know, to a greater understanding. I'm not saying it's something to be condemned, but I'm saying that it has been so great. To understand truly to be a child of the day. You read the word and you see there's children of obedience and children of disobedience. There's children of the night and there's children of the day. And to really truly hear what the word is truly and what the Spirit is truly speaking unto the assembly. What he wants the children to actually see. There are so many distractions getting our natural eyes on so many things out here amongst us that we think that this is substance, that this is real, that this is lasting. But it's not. But Yah is long-suffering. How many of us have really been long-suffering and been under that suffering and understand the light of it and the fruit of it? How much it has made you stronger, made you a greater servant of Yah. Gentleness, meekness, temperance, all of that. We think, you know, temperance is going to be laid to us. You know, it's going to be served to us with grates and a fan. But a man cannot have temperance unless he be tempered first. But we won't go through the suffering. We won't go through the fire. We won't go through the temptation and the tribulation to be tempered. To have temperance. Here we think the fruit of the Spirit, you know, we have this mind that it's automatically going to be downloaded into us. As Messiah has suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise. You know, these fruits do not come just automatically. Fruits come from a mature plant. Our Messiah started as a seed, then he was a tender plant. Then he went through all that he went through. We got the record before us. And then they tried to kill the planting of Yah. But our Messiah was too rooted in truth. And all that he did, he bore fruit. He was the first fruit. And it was a beautiful thing that we could partake of his body and of his blood. We could eat of his labor. Because he loved us and he wanted to. He did all that that we could eat, that we could drink. Beautiful order. Will you bear fruit? We are in the dead season. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, saints of the Most High God. Children of the day, children of light. May this teaching and this portion of Blog Talk Radio again this evening be a morsel of bread. May it be another portion of oil in your lamp. The bride must make herself ready. We're not looking for a city here on earth. Neither was our brothers and sisters that was going on before us. But they looked for a city whose builder and maker is Yah. Jerusalem, which is now, is in bondage with her children. Jerusalem, which is above, is free. Those that don't have the light, they will not be able to see. Zion, where our altar is. Great is Yahweh. Greatly to be praised in the city of our Yah, in the mountain of his holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Blessed be Elohim, blessed be the soon coming King, blessed be our Master and our Savior that has went and gone and built a place for us. The record says he's not building it on this earth. Many say it's in Jerusalem. Like the word says, Jerusalem is in bondage with her children. And that's all the bondmaid that's over there now. But to the children of promise, the children of light, we're going to the city of light, which is above. So the king is coming. That's why we hold our heads up high. Looking to the return of our Master and our Savior. Looking to truly step into the place that he has prepared for us. Did I go and prepare a place for you? He wants us where he is. Messiah is not in Jerusalem here on earth. You truly hear what the Spirit is saying unto the assembly. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Bless you all. Bless you, my brothers and sisters. Bless all the family of Yah. Thank you for your prayers, for your support, your love, your blood, sweat, tears, sweat equity, everything that you're doing unto the King. Thus say, as children of light, we do it unto him. We don't do it unto man. The word tells us the fear of man brings a snare. We don't need that fear in us. That fear is not fruitful. So everything you do in each and every day, know that the eyes of Yah is there. And you're looking for his smile. You're looking to please him. He has no greater joy than to hear that his children walk in truth. When his children walk in truth, and it's his greater joy, then the joy of Yah is our strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.